Bushun and in a way Magani dug. Beshago, Benesi a quay indigo, mang and do dame. Ga osa squadjime cog and dunjaba, ga mesqua wako cog ninda. Elaine Fleming nindishin a cars. So they, many people call me Elaine Fleming. And the universe, though, knows me as One Thunderbird Woman. And I am a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. And I live in Gamiskwa Wakokag, the place where there were red cedar trees. And like I always remind everybody, you know, somebody came along, Paul Bunyan Ishinakazo. His name was Paul Bunyan, and he chopped down the trees with the help of his buddy, that old blue ox. Then they took off, and in some of the stories that you read about him, his legends, they say he headed up north and to cutting up more trees, and that he and Babe the Blue Ox, they rustle. And they, when they rustle, they're so big that they create the northern lights. But then we have our own stories, huh? We have our own legends where there's Nano Buju, and we have our own stories and teachings about those northern lights, which are really very beautiful and an important part of our culture. So welcome to History of Leech Lake, and I'm here to continue talking about the 1970s on our Ishkoni Gun, this leftover piece of land that is a reservation. And it was formed in 1855 from that treaty that concentrated us on several little reservations, Leech Lake Reservation, Winnebagoshish, Leech Lake, Cass Lake Reservation, there was White Oak Point. And so there were several pillager reservations that were created in 1855. And then in 1934, they were consolidated under the Indian Reorganization Act. And the Constitution of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe was approved in 1936, and here we are today. I'm a band member of Leech Lake, and I want to talk some more about the Bogunagishik School. I was talking about how Mike Schmidt and Rose Gogolai were the first two teachers at Bogunagishik School, which is a tribal contract school. And it came for, it originated for many reasons, but there were 80 students in 1975 who walked out of the Cass Lake High School. And they walked over to the teen club at that time. I remember I used to go there. and that's where they had their first school. But in talking about this era, Shirley LaDuc Fisher, one of our elders, she was talking about in papers that were done for Mike Schmidt's class. And in the paper, she was explaining to us about the 1970s and what it was like then. And she was talking about the racism in that time. And she said that there was a group of Indian students who formed a group called the Concerned Parents of Indian Students. Again, Minawa, the group was called the Concerned Parents of Indian Students. But when there was a public meeting held, the principal at that time said that that group should be called, quote, Concerned Idiots of Indian Students, end quote. And so that gives you an idea about this time. And it was time to educate that principal, and it was also time to just educate indigenous peoples too and the community of Cass Lake. So Shirley LaDuc Fisher said that the philosophy of the 60s civil rights movement had come to Gamiskwa Wakokag, this place where there were red cedar trees, Cass Lake. And since the state I'm sorry, since the governing bodies and business people didn't recognize the human and sovereign rights of the Ojibwe nation and our children, concerned parents of Indian students were going to help educate them, the governing bodies of Cass Lake and the county and the business people. This was a time of self-determination in the 1970s. Sometimes we call it, in a more modern sense, we call it the beginning of nation building. And the Leech Lake Reservation Business Committee also stood up, and they had gone to court with the state of Minnesota over our sovereign treaty rights to regulate hunting, fishing, and the gathering of wild rice on our Ishkonigan. So in the 60s, Shirley LaDuc Fisher wrote that when the Ojibwe went to church, they sat on one side while the whites sat on the other side. I remember the Episcopal Church because when I was originally baptized as an Episcopalian, and we would go to church, and what I remember was that the white people would sit in the front pews, and we Anishinaabeg would sit in the back pews. So she said that there were some churches during that time in the 60s that didn't have or want Indian membership. She even said that the local bank wouldn't allow the Indian population to open a checking account or provide loans to them. So the concerned parents of Indian students was considered a militant group, even though they didn't think of themselves in that way. And so that reminds me of the 60s, and that was when the Church of the Latter-day Saints came to Gamiskwawakokag. And they're a church, and my understanding of them is that they send their young people out, and they go out on missions. And they go to different places. And so they were sending many of their people, their young people, out to Cass Lake. And they built a church. And it was on the east end of Cass Lake. And right now, when you see that church, it's our community center. And you can go there and you can get food, different kinds of help there. So, but during when the Mormons built it, they put a sign on the very front of their church, and it said, "Indians welcome." And they would hold dances on Saturday night in the summertime, and the Indians were very welcome there, and we would go there, and we would dance and have fun. We used to also go to the old Legion. They would have dances there sometimes. We would really shake them up and do our thing. But anyway, I had been given an assignment when I was a senior in high school, and I decided I would research racism in Cass Lake, how it originated. So I went to the Mormon elder. He was a young man, and I asked him how racism originated in Cass Lake, and he said the way racism originated was because way a long time ago there were, I believe he said, there were like 13 groups of people, and they were over on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. And there was one group that had sinned. They had been behaving badly, and so God punished them and turned their skin brown. And then he sent them away. And those were the Indians. That's what he told me. He said, so that's why there's racism, because of our behavior long ago. And he said, that's why they come to Cass Lake, because they came here to save us. And so that was just part of the story that it reminded me about racism, and how our elder Shirley Fisher LaDuc was talking about the churches at that time and how we sat in separate places. And that was true in the schools too, that we often sat in different places. But that would change. And when those 80 students walked out of the Catholic High School in 1975, we would have the Bogono Gishik School, and that would be something different and something for our people to learn about themselves. So we'll talk more about this. Mi kwech bisandawi ek. Mi kwech mi iu.